Now, listen very carefully to me. I want you to mobilize as many earth diggers as you can, and you are to dig the most colossal hole.
A big hole, you say, Mum?
Precisely. A hole large enough to accommodate 9 50-foot giants.
I see, Mum. An hole for giants, you say?
Absolutely. Trust me, it will all become abundantly clear.
Right on, Mum.
What's she want, then?
An hole for giants.
Sure enough, the huge pit had been prepared, and now, hovering over it, were 9 helicopters, and a great crowd had gathered to witness the scene.
Slowly, Dolly! Down they go! Slowly, slowly! That's the ticket! Oh, damn it!
What's the problem?
How are we going to untie the brutes? We'll be eaten!
I'll be untying them before you can say Rat Jobinson. Giants is never eaten giants, don't forget.
Why is he putting a stone here in this grub sludge at all?
Because you is gasling human beings. I is always warning you not to do it.
In that case, I think we is guzzling you instead.
Hoist him up quick, and they're threatening to eat him.
Hooray! Congratulations, BFG. Splendid effort. Oh, I see. Whatever have you got in that bag there?
A snozcumbers. I is bringing back repulsant snozcumbers, Magister. And that is all we is going to give these disgusting giants from now on. And there's your supper! It serves them right, left, and center.
What will we feed them on when these snozcumbers are all used up?
Oh, they has never been used up, Magister. I is also bringing in this sack a whole bungle of snozcumber plants, which I is giving to the royal gardener to put in the soil.
What a clever fellow you are. You are not very well educated, but you are really nobody's fool. I can see that.
Every country in the world that had in the past been visited by the foul man-eating giants sent telegrams of congratulations and thanks to the BFG and to Sophie. Meanwhile, tourists from all over the globe came flocking to gaze down in wonder at the 9 horrendous man-eating giants in the Great Pit. The BFG expressed a wish to learn how to speak properly, and Sophie herself volunteered to give him lessons every day. He became a great reader, and even started to write essays about his own past life.
These are really very good, BFG. You know, I think perhaps one day you could become a real writer.
Oh, I would love that. Do you think I could?
I know you could. Why don't you start by writing a book about you and me?
Oh, very well. I'll give it a try.
And when you've finished it, we'll show it to the Queen.
What a whiz-popping idea that is.
The BFG worked hard on his story, and in the end, he rather shyly showed it to the Queen.
Magister.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. My word, you have learned to write quite beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Magister.
I shall read it aloud to my grandchildren.
And that is precisely what the Queen did.
Oh, that's perfectly charming. I think we ought to get this story printed properly and published, so that other children can read it.
And that is precisely what the Queen did.
Dear sir, I am enclosing a quite remarkable story, written by a very dear friend of mine, the Big Friendly Giant. He is too shy to use his real name here, so has called himself Roald Dahl. I am very much of the opinion that this story should be published so that everyone can read it. And I should know, because I am the Queen.
And where, you might ask, is this story that the BFG wrote? It's right here. You've just listened to it.